We have been talking New Year's honours, and we heard from Bill, who's got an MBE for his work with the Milton Keynes Museum. And these honours are always taken over by the big names, but actually there are people across Beds, Hearts and Bucks, truly worthy recipients, who too have been rewarded with an honour. And I've just noticed that somebody who also this morning is now an OBE is Elizabeth Pryor from the Anne Robson Trust. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm well. I think you're better.
I am much better. Thank you.
Many congratulations. We spoke, was it last week, week before, about the amazing work the Anne Robson Trust does and the work
Absolutely.
You do. But now, congratulations on the OBE.
Well, that's very kind. You've elevated me. I got an MBE.
Well, even better, an MBE. They're my favourite ones.
Well, it's very exciting, and very exciting for the team and everybody that we've worked with over the last few years. It's just amazing, and slightly surreal, to be honest, Rob.
Well, look, I mean, no, not really, because the Anne Robson Trust, it named after your mother, of course, late mother,
yes.
And for services to end of life care, the charity you created, the work you do, is extraordinary.
Oh, thank you. That's terribly kind of you. And BBC Three Counties and you, Robert, you've always been so supportive of the work that we do. I guess that's the name of the charity and the helpline out there and the details of it all and everything. So I'm hugely grateful. Thank you very much.
The work continues, but it must be, look, with an honour like this, it's truly deserved, but it must help the charity as well, because it brings a greater focus to the work you do.
Absolutely. I hope so. I want to sort of dedicate this really to everybody that's worked with me for the last few years. I couldn't have done it on my own. It's such a team effort. The team that work with me are amazing. Trustees are patients. All our anybody that's given us money help. You know, we've had people doing runs on Christmas morning. We've had amazing things happening over Christmas. Our helpline has run every day over Christmas, but the volunteers are incredible. So you know, it's a massive, massive team effort, and I hope that it will raise the profile and awareness of what we do, Rob.
Does it change your outlook on life, Liz, at all?
It makes me a bit more determined, maybe, than I was before, if that's possible. It's just a lovely accolade. You know, it's just a, I don't know, as I say, it's all a bit surreal, really. But, no, it's amazing. I feel a bit rabbit in the headlights with it, if I'm honest.
No, it is truly deserved. It is an amazing charity you've created. And they do, and also the fact they've been working non-stop through Christmas, they'll be working through New Year, offering help to people.
Oh, yeah.
It is something to behold. It really is. Liz, many congratulations to you. Wish you a happy new year. MBE, that's
Thank
fantastic.
You,
will you be lording it over your other half now at all?
Well, you know, he's called me Your Majesty for most of Christmas. But, you know, he's just emptied the dishwasher, so we'll just leave it there.
Liz,
you know, Henry.
I do. Have a happy new year, Liz. Liz Pryor, MBE. The work she does for the Anne Robson Trust, named created after her late mother in her memory, is just amazing. And those volunteers based at the list have been working over Christmas, they've been working over New Year, just absolutely amazing.